Okay, today is Daf Chav Gimel. We're on Chav Gimel. We are 11 lines down by the two dots. Maisa Sheshalchu L'choni Hamagel. One time they sent the Choni Hamagel. Now we're going to have the famous story of Choni Hamagel. Tamar Rabbanan. Pamachas one time. Yotze Rov Adar. We had this already in the Mishnah. It's a little more fleshed out. Most of Adar passed. But Le'ardu Geshamim, it didn't rain. Shalchu L'choni Hamagel Hispalo. They went to Choni Hamagel to daven. Why Choni Hamagel? Because he was the Kol Hazar. Funny how we have not one member from Choni Hamagel. Not one halachic statement from him at all. That's what it says. Then Yaakov says that. He was a chassid, shegadol, shebedar. He was a balmov, balmais, and tovim. And he was batuach that he'll get answered. So they went to him. Yeah. Not about more faith, about mice, I said.
Right,
he was a chassid gadol shebedar. Okay, they put the comma. Yardu.
I can't remember when he lived. I thought sometime he definitely
He was pretty. He was an early Tana, like one of the earliest.
No,
he was at time Shemacheta.
What?
Yeah, you'll see the end of the story.
Well, guess, oh, sorry. He
says to him.
Okay, so guess who's
the Ladar? Who? Right. So his father. What?
He's a Zook, so you have one less.
Right, so why don't they go to Shirim and Shadach? They go to Choni Hamagel? Okay, I don't know. Anyway, like I said, there's no halachic statements from him. He's a pretty good, pretty righteous person. Yeah, either it could be. It could be, 100%. So his father. He davened, v'le'ar d'gishamim, it didn't rain. The Marsha says it didn't rain, because in the Mishnah, remember what he said? He said, everybody, take all your stuff out of the lawn, because it's going to really rain. There was a little bit of geyser there. And because of that, it didn't rain. He said that. Anyway, Og Ugi drew a circle. Amad Besoch, he stood in the center. Kedarach she'otze Chabachah Kanavi. Just like Chabachah did the exact same thing. Now, Chabachah, we don't know he did that. Shenemar says, Al Mishmarti Emada. On the guarding in mud, I stood. This yatzven, I stood. Kind of double lashon, I stood. Al matur. So they learn out from here that he stood and said, "I'm not leaving till you make it rain." So there was like a till you was the precedent for this. If you got it from Chabak, Amar lefanav. Ribono shalom, banecha samu panehem alai. Everybody turn to me. Shani kiben bayis lefanecha. I'm like a ben bayis by you, Hashem. Nishba ani b'shimcha gadol. I swear by your great name, she'eni zozmi kan, I'm leaving from the circle, ad she terachim al bonecha, until you have rachmanas. Hizchilu gishamim menatvin, it started to drizzle. Amru l'tamidav, Rebbe, reinucha, look at this, v'lo namoz, we shouldn't die. In other words, kimadumananu, it seems to us, she'en gishamim yardin alahat yeshuvah zecha. Hashem made a drizzle, so he's putter from the shavua. Now you putter from the shavua, it rained, you said, I'm moving till it rained, so Hashem made a rain, a drizzle, that's not what we need. So Choni said, "Look, actually, it's not what I asked for. Ella gishme bora sichinumaris. I asked for real rain. I asked for some serious rain. So yardu bezaf, it came down in a torrent. Ad shall call tipa betipa kamale pichavet. Each drop of rain was like the size of a barrel, opening of a barrel. B'shiur chachamim shein tipa pachusa milug. The Chacham said each drop was the size of a log." Amr lo tamidav, Rabbi, Runucha v'lonamos, look at this, we shouldn't die. Kimadumun anu she'en gesham yodin ala abid olam. This is Hashem's wiping out the world with this rain. Amr lo funav. So Choni says to Hashem, look, Akshalte, didn't ask for this. El gishme ratzon, bracha, v'nedava, right? Normal good rain. Gishme bracha. Yardu ketiknun, it came down normal. Ad she'olu kola om laharabayis. Mipnei gishamim. Everybody went to the Harabayas. Right. Amrullah, we said we had a kasha in the mission about that, because you're not allowed to use a shul for shelter. Amrullah Rebbe, Kishem Shay Spalal Toshiardu, Kach Hispal of Yelchulahem. Just like you prayed it came, the rains came, you should daven now that it should go away. Because we don't need it anymore. It's enough. Amrullahem, no, Kach Mikoblani, Shame Ispal and Arova Tova. No, you don't daven that a good thing should stop. You don't daven such a thing. Good things should stop. I'm too rich? No such thing. Yeah. Nobody would daven for that. Afal Pikain, it's true. Hey viulo par hoda. He brought a carbon, right? So the Beis HaMikdash was still standing, right? Hey viulo par hoda. Samach Shliyadav Alav, he did smicha on it. Amalafanav. Ribbono Shalom, Amcha Yisrael Shor Teisa Mi Mitzrayim, the nation you took out of Mitzrayim, Einon Yicholin, they can't live. Lo Barov Tova, Lo Barov Peronis. They can't live in too good and too not good. They're not kind of... Kasta Aleim and Yichom Lamud. You get angry at them, they can't. Who can withstand that? Right? And Hishvata Aleim Tova and Yichom Lamud. You give them too much, they also can't handle it. Yiritzal Mufanecha, Sheyifziqwa Geshamim, that you should stop the rain, Vihei Revach Ba'olim, it should be a Revach for the world. So it's funny. He says, I can't do that, and then he goes ahead and does it. Right? Miyad, right away, Nishba HaRuach, the wind came, Vinispazru Avim, it separated the clouds, Vizarcha Hachama, and the sun shone, Vyatsu Al Masada, Vyaviu Lehem Kimein Upitrios. Right? So the truth of the Chassam Sofer asked that question. He said, you can't daven, that the rain should stop, and then he went ahead and daven, the rain should stop.
What did a public one do?
What? So the Chassam Sofer has a very interesting answer, and he says what Choni was pulling a Moshe Rabbeinu. What he mentioned, the nation you took out of Mitzrayim. Okay, that's an old story. It's like how many years ago was that? Over 1,000 years ago that happened. Even 1,500 years before that, they were taken out of Mitzrayim. That's what you mentioned in Tashem. So it's the same thing, Moshe. Everyone's going to say in Mitzrayim something happened. Nobody floods in Mitzrayim. There's never a flood. No one ever gets washed out from rain in Mitzrayim. And over here, that happened. That's what he was saying.
The best trump card.
Right. That's what he was saying. Right? It doesn't happen in Mitzrayim. Nothing that ever happens. You can do that over here, Hashem. So that's what, it's still a good question. You said you're not going to daven for it, and you went ahead and daven for it. So you kill Hashem. You don't pull fast over on Hashem, right? Hashem's a foolish. I'm going to trick him. It doesn't work like that. Still a good question, yeah?
The circle is in public and public space. It's not making your own circle when it's private.
That's a good answer. Right? In public, to ask for and make a whole public thing, or the rain should stop that. But in private, listen, Hashem, it's enough already. Right? I hear that. Not a bad part. I hear that. Anyway, Shalach lo Shimon ben Shatach. So Shimon ben Shatach went to him. And he said, El Molech Choni Atah, if not for the fact that you're such a great person, Gudrani Olechanidi, I would put you in Cherub. She'ilu Shonim. I'm not sure what this means. She'ilu Shonim Kishne Eliyahu. If it was like the years of Eliyahu. Shemaftechos Gishamim Biyado Shel Eliyahu, and Hashem gave the key of rain to Eliyahu. One second. Lo nimtza sham shem shem achal al yadecha. Wouldn't it be that there's a chil Hashem on you?
What does that mean?
Hashem gave Eliyahu the key and said, it's going to rain when you say so. Right? So why is that? What kind of chil Hashem is this? I know what this means. Avomaesa, what can I do? What can I do? Shatomis chatil if neimakom. You behave improperly by Hashem. You make these demands on him. Va'osel lecha ritzonchan. He does what you want anyway. So what does that mean, Achil Hashem? What does that mean?
Right.
So what is the thing with Eliyahu giving him the key?
Eliyahu is the same situation with Eliyahu.
And he didn't act that way.
He didn't want to get he intentionally withheld.
Uh-huh. I hear. Okay. And by the way, I hear. Okay, good. What Mati just said about the temper tantrum is exactly what the Gemara is going to say right now. Kiben. What does he say there?
He says, you only swore that you would not move out of the circle when it rained. And Eliyahu swore that it would not rain unless he wished it. And Eliyahu lived and made this oath during Kami's times. One of the oaths would have been false, and this would have resulted in the
desecration. I know, but he didn't live in Choni's time. So what do you mean? If he would have lived in Choni's, I saw that before. I didn't understand that. And he says, if Eliyahu would have lived in Choni's time, one of them is going to be false. Because he said, I'm not moving. Eliyahu said, it's up to me.
Because Aaron was meant not to.
So
you forced Hashem's hand, and Hashem didn't want to. Hashem wanted to withhold the rain.
So why is that a chil Hashem? So anyway, what Mati said about temper tantrum, that was the Gemara says, Kiben like a child, Shemitzchate Aloviv, he doesn't behave right. Vosla Ritzonov, nevertheless, the father gives him whatever the son wants. Amalo Abba, Holichene Lerachat Snibachamen, I want to bathe in hot water today. Okay, Shetzafani Betoni, now that was too hot, now I want cold water. Right, Taili Egozim, I want Egozim. Nuts, Shkedim, different kind of nuts. Afarzikim, other kind, Rimonim, Nasim, whatever the son wants, he gets. Right? Nobody says, and no matter how he behaves, so that's how people are. Hashem did the same thing like you. Yolecha Kasav Omer, that's what the Pasuk says. Yismach Avicha Vimecha Vitsagel Yildosecha. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan.
Bottom line is, his people were saved. What's, I don't think the whole.
Right. It's a pretty miraculous thing.
What?
Nobody else could. Who could do that?
Right,
Hashem, I'm not moving from this spot till you make it rain. You'll be an old man sitting there.
There was a drought, there was no rain, and now they have rain.
Right.
Okay.
Tanur Rabbanan. Ma Shalchul B'nei Lishkas HaGaza Zechoni HaMadel. What did the B'nei Lishkas HaGaza, that's a funny way to say it. What did the B'nei Lishkas HaGaza, it's a Sanhedrin. What they sent to Choni HaMadel? It says like this. Batigzar Omar, V'yakom Lecha, V'al Derechecha Noga Or. Batigzar Omar Ata is Gzeiras Mumata, a Gzeira from below. V'kadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim Amirecha L'mayla. And Hashem does what you want up above. You made a Gzeira, I'm not moving out of the circle. And Hashem's with Maskim. V'al Derechecha Noga Or. Dar Shehaya Ofel, a generation that was dark. He'arta B'tfilosecha, you lightened up with your davening. Ki yishpilu b'tomer gavei, what does that mean? Dor shahaya shafel, the generation that was low, hagvahaso b'tefilasecha, you raised up with your davening. Okay. B'sach aniyim yivashaya, what does that mean? Dor shesach b'avono, a dor that, shesach? That was low, it means low, b'avono in sin, hushato b'tefilasecha, you saved with your davening. Yimolet I naki, what does that mean? That means, Dor Shalohayanaki Mlatato Bitfilasecha. A door that wasn't clean, you purified with your davening. Benimlat Bakar Kapecha Mlatoso Bamasiadecha Habirurin. You cleaned us out with your carbon that you brought, your clear carbon. Amr of Yochanan Kal Yamav Shaoso Tadik, all the days of this tzaddik, Hayamitzar al Mikwazeh. He had a hard time explaining this pasuk. What's the pasuk? Shir Hamalos B'shuv Hashem Es Shivas Tzion Hayinu Kicholmim, which means in English Shir Hamalos, the song of ascent. When Hashem returns the captives of Tzion, they'll be like dreamers, or they were like dreamers. It's a funny kapitel because it says Hayinu Kicholmim, and then it says later in the same kapitel. How does it say it? What's the Zurim here? No.
What?
No, it says in the Tehillim over there. It says right Shia. Hayinu Kecholmim, and then later it says Hayinu Semechim. One is past and one is not past. So the same word. If you look at a translation of the parak, they translate it in different tenses. It doesn't matter. I know, but if you go look at English, you'll see it's different. At least the one I sold was different. I have a bencher in English, and every time we sing Shir Hamalos, I look at the English, and it's in different tenses. That's how I know. I didn't prepare this kapitel for this daf, but I just know that. So I don't know why. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't remember. I don't remember, but it wasn't the same tense.
Yeah,
it's the bencher I have. It's the translation I have. It could be different.
The color was this whole you had, it'd be like a nightmare.
Oh, so we'll say that in a minute. So right. So he says I couldn't figure out this shot. Why? Amar, mi ikka denayim shivin shenin bechelma. Because why? Because the gullus is 70 years. That was written right. We're talking about the gullus of Bava. So how can you sleep for 70 years? What do you mean, a dream for 70 years? How's that possible?
You were like dreamer.
Right, so I don't know what the problem was. What was his pasha?
Dreaming, you were like dreamer.
Right. Anyway. Right. So.
We were dreaming for 70 years.
What? Right. Right. So the truth is, I once heard a very good vart.
That was the best vart.
I heard a great vart from the Kardin of a Rebbe. He said that, what does it mean, Hayinu Kecholmim? He says, when you dream crazy things that can't happen in real life. Right? You dream crazy things that can't happen in real life. Flying things and things that are not possible in real life. Yet, when you're dreaming them, they feel very real. Feel so real, a dream. And it's crazy things. And then you wake up, it was just a dream. Felt so real, but it was just a dream. It wasn't real. When Mashiach comes, Hayinu Kecholmim, we're going to see the whole thing was just one, all the tzaras, just one bare dream. Now we woke up. That's what I mean, Hayinu Kecholmim. Which, by the way, if you think about it, that's really Pashup Shah. It's Pashup, right? It's Pashup Shah. So what exactly is Choni's issue? I'm not 100% sure. What was he bought? It's a metaphor anyway. Right? It's a metaphor. It doesn't mean Mamish slept for 70 years. No. It's a metaphor. Right? You're like in a dream, in a trance, in a nightmare, whatever you want to, whatever word you want to say, it's all the same thing. Anyway, Yom Echad one day, Havi Ozel Be'orcha, this is not an easy story, by the way. Havi Ozel Be'orcha is going on the way, Chazil Ugavri sees a guy, Davinota Charuva, he's planting a carob tree, right? A bakter tree. It's also called St. John's bread, right? That's what it is. Anyway, Amalei, Hai Ad Kama Shnin Tin, how long will it take this tree to grow? Amalei Ad Shivan Shnin, it takes 70 years. Amalei, Pshito Lo, you're not going to be living in 70 more years. You're already a middle-aged man. You're not going to be living in 70 more years. Yeah, but you look around the world and you see carob trees. So how'd they get here? Who would plant such a thing? The answer is, so my father planted it for me. I'm doing it for my son. Right? You're investing for the future. Yosef ka karakrifta. So Yosef ka karakrifta. He went down to eat choni, to eat a meal. This is not the hard part. The hard part is when he wakes up. Asale shinta nim, ahadre le mishinuse. He went behind, he fell asleep behind some stone or something. With no ichse, he was concealed. Me'ena, from anybody. And vinim shivin shnin. He went to sleep for 70 years. Okay? He woke up, what? No, he lived before 70 years before. Yeah. Kikam, when he woke up, Chazil Ahu Gavro, he sees a guy, Tahavi Kamalake Minayu, and he's taking the buck off the tree. Amalei, Atu Distilze? Are you the guy who planted it? Amalei, no, Bar Bri, I'm his grandson. I know, I'm the grandson. Amalei, right away Choni says, Shema Mina, I see from here, Denayim Shivin Shnin. I slept for 70 years. So what year is it? Did he ask the guy what year is it? What's maybe it was 65 years. How does he know that? How do you know that? All of a sudden,
the tree takes 70 years.
I see. Yeah, but maybe it's been here already a few years.
It's been 75 years, right?
Chaza l'chamre, and he saw his cam, his donkey, this yaldele ramche ramche, that had children. Exactly, he knew, whatever. Anyway, listen to this. Azal l'beise, he goes to his house. Omar Lahu, Braid the Choni Hamagal Mikayim, is the son of Choni Hamagal home? Choni. He woke up after 7 years. He goes back to his house. It's the son of Choni. He knows he's not there. So he says, is the son here? Amale, no. Bray Lesa, the son's not here. Barbara is there. The grandson's here. Amalahu, Ano Choni Hamagal. I'm Choni Hamagal. And, as you would think, Lohem knew. They didn't believe him. Get out of here, you crazy old man, right? Ozal Lebeit HaMedrash. I mean, so many questions. Why couldn't he?
That's why we don't have any member.
What?
He slept 70 years.
What? No, well, listen to this. What? We're going to see in a minute. Once he goes to the shul now. Well, why couldn't he prove to them he's phony? Like, such a funny story, no?
How's he going to prove it?
Do you have plastic on
him? What?
I'm shaking his fingerprints.
How's he going to prove it?
How's he going to prove it?
He's
that's right. Okay, I get here. Azal Beis Hamedrash. He goes to the yeshiva. Shaminhu leRabbanon. He overhears the Rabbanon. The Ka'amri Nehirin Shmatasin Kibishani Choni Hamadol. Saying over Torah in the name of Choni Hamadol, which we don't have that Torah.
No,
they
used to be in the years of Choni Hamadol.
Okay. The Chiyavi Ayal Beis when he got up there, called Kushya the Havilu Rabbanon. Have him a farik lahu. Any question they had, he answered. Any kasha they had, he answered. Amalahu anan nihu. By the way, it's me. I'm Choni Hamal. Lo hamir. They didn't believe him. Lo avzi la yikrod kidim abayale. And they didn't give him the credit he deserved. They didn't give him the kavod he was due. Cholash died day, he was all upset. Boy Rachame, he davened umith and he died. What story is this?
What?
Amar Rava, Hayana the Amri entry, O Chavrusa, O Mitusa. Give me a Chavrusa or give me death. Right? On July 4th, we say, give me a Chavrusa or give me death. Right? So. I did hear one thought. Which is true,
is
but
it will store this in the internet
for now. I don't
know.
I did hear one story which helps a little bit. One part, I think I heard it from Rabbi Waxman. He said because every gadol is fit for the generation that they're in, and he didn't belong here. He wasn't from this generation. He didn't belong here.
I
what? You heard that also?
Yeah.
It's not a bad part.
Yeah.
Right? He didn't belong there. He belonged to his time. Now it's different time, different challenges, different nisyonos, different milas, different things that people are better at it. He didn't fit. I don't belong here.
You think it's literally.
What?
One story is he was fallen to drink her.
No.
And he woke up.
He woke
up. Said he isn't born.
Okay, could be. You hear? I think that might be nice. That's a nice part. He didn't pull. He wasn't right. The gedolim of the 500 years ago, they wouldn't. They're still gedolim, right? They don't speak to us in the same way that people today speak to us or should speak to us. Okay, Abba Chilki Bar. I know. Abba Chilki Bar Bereid the Choni Hamagal Hava. Abba Chilki was the grandson of Choni Hamagal. Anyway, the Chimitzrach Alma Lemitra. And when the world needed rain, Havi Mishadri Rabbanan Legabei, the Rabbanan would go to him, Uboi Rachmi V'Asi Mitra. They'd come to him and it would rain. Zimnan Chada one time, Itzrach Alma Lemitra, the world needed rain. Shada Rabbanan Zuga, the Rabbanan Legabei, they sent a pair of rabbis to him, Lemiboi Rachmi Denaisi Mitra, that he should go daven, that it should rain.
What was he to realize?
Learning. Who?
Him. What did
he send them, Peter? I don't know. They go to his house. It's also not an easy story. They go to his house. They don't find him. Azal Bedabra. They go to the field. And they see he's hoeing or plowing or something. They say hello. Velo Azver Luape. He doesn't even look at them. He doesn't even go with them. Bipanya, when it was time to finish up the end of the day, Kiavi Menake Tzivi, when he was gathering the wood, Dara Tzivi Umara Bechad Kaspa, he puts the wood and the hoe, or the shovel, on one shoulder, Vigliba Bechad Kaspa, and his cloak on the other shoulder. Kula Urcha, the whole journey, Lo Saya Mesani, he didn't wear shoes. Ki mati lamaya saya misani. When he went to the water, he put shoes on. Ki mati lehizmi vihigi. When he came to thorns, dilinhu limane. He lifted up his clothes. They shouldn't get cut in the thorns, right? Ki mati lamasa. When he got to the town, nafka de bitsu laape ki mekashta. He went out to greet his wife. She was all dressed up, right? All dressed up. All beautiful. Ki mati lebese. When he came home, alas de bitsu beresha. First, the wife went into the house. Bahadar ayal iu, then him. And then he let the rabbis come in. Yosef, they sat there. The Karach Rifta, he what do you call it? He ate bread, right? I'm sorry, he broke bread. V'lamar lehu l'rabbanan tu kuruchi. Didn't invite the rabbis to eat with him. Palag Rifta, he broke it in half. Liyanuka l'kashisha liyanuka. Palag Rifta liyanuka u'l'kashisha. Right. He gave bread to the old son and to the young son. L'kashisha chadaru. I'm sorry, to his kids. The kashisha chada, to the older one, he gave one. Lezutra, trey. And to the younger one, he gave two pieces of bread. Amale debitu, yadana rabbanon, mishamutra ka'asi. I realize that the rabbis are here because they need rain. I realize that. Nisak le'igwa, let's go to the roof. Viniboi rachame, and ladavin. Efshar demaratzeh kodesh baruch hu, maybe Hashem will listen. The icy mitra, and it'll bring rain. Ulanachzik pivutz ulanafshin. And what does that mean? What?
We won't take credit for it.
Oh, we won't take credit for it. Fine. Saku le'igwa, they go up to the roof. Come iu b'chada zizav, iu b'chada zizza. He goes to one corner. His wife goes to the other corner. Kadim salik anane mehach zivza debitu. The clouds go next to the corner where the wife is. Kinachas, when they're coming down, amaluhu amay asa rabbanan. Why are you guys here? Amrulei shajal rabbanan legabe mar demar libay rachame amitra. Because we need rain, like you said. Amaluhu baruch hamakom blesses Hashem shalhu tzricheskem la'aba chilkia. I didn't need you to ask me that. I knew already why you're coming. So amrulei yadan and demitra machmas mar hu da'atza. Fine. Now that you figured that out, right? Ella lemalon mar hani mili the tamilon. Answer us all these strange things you did. First of all, my time aki ahivno lamar shlama lo asberlon marape. How come when we said good morning to you, you didn't answer back? So amalahu because shchir yom hava. I was a day worker. Vamina lo ifkar. The baal bas is not mochel on that. I can't waste my time with you people. I'm working, getting paid by the hour. I don't want to do that. No, you can't work and talk at the same time. What? Right, right.
Well, he couldn't. So, you guys,
no, he couldn't. He couldn't. He couldn't. My time of Dora Martivi Agachad Kaspe, the Glima Agachad Kaspe. How can you have the wood on one shoulder and the cloak on the other shoulder? Amalu, talus shu'ula halitaisa. Because it wasn't my talus. It was borrowed. Lahaki shaylu, lahaki lo shaylu. So I think that means, I'm allowed to wear the talus, I can wear it. But I can't drape it over the wood or use it for the wood. I didn't touch the wood. Is that what it means?
Yeah.
So I had to separate it. Well, I wasn't given it for that. My time of kula orchol osaya mar mesane v'chimata lamaya mesaya sane. How come the whole journey you didn't wear shoes, but when you got to the water you wore shoes? Amalahu kula orcha chazina. Because the whole journey I could see what's in front of me. What do I need shoes for? I can see if there's a pebble I can see. The Maya logo chazina, but in the water I can't see. I have to put shoes on. Oh, what's wrong with wearing shoes?
Yes.
My time kimata. Listen to this one. My time kimata mar lehizmi vihigmi delinu lemanye. How come when you got to the thorns, you lifted up your shirt? Listen to this answer. Right? Amalahu, I'll tell you why. Zeh mayal arucha, v'zeh ena mayal arucha. Because if the thorns rip my shirt, I can't fix that. Shirt's ruined. If they hit my body, so my body will heal. Yeah, exactly. So my body will heal. So I get a scratch, okay, it'll go away. But if I rip my shirt, the shirt's ruined. It's garbage. You hear that, Bart? Oh, fascinating insight.
You're healthy.
What?
You're not healthy. He's not
going to
heal either.
He's working the field. He's pretty healthy.
Yeah, he's a healthy guy.
He'll be a doctor.
He's a strapping young man. I figured I could, you know, get a scratch. Okay, it's a big deal. But if the shirt gets through, I lose my shirt. What? my time kimatamar lamasa nafke the bitu demar ki mikashta. How come when you came home your wife came out all beautiful? I shouldn't look at someone else's wife. Right? She's so pretty. Why should I look at someone else's? She came all dressed up. My time aila hadaresha vahadam ail mar abasre vahadar ailin anon. How come you made your wife go first, then you, and then us? It's very simple. I didn't know who you people were. I'm not having you watch my wife. I'm not having you go, you know. I went in first, sure, then me, then you. My time of kikarach ma rifta lo amarlon isu karuchri. How come when we sat down to eat, you didn't offer me anything? Mishum lo nafishi rifta. I didn't have enough. I didn't have. But it didn't by me, but I thought to myself, lo achzik v'hu rabbanon tivutsa b'chinam. You wouldn't want me to give you. You wouldn't want me to give you a present like that, and I don't have. So I did it because, not that I'm stingy. No, I would give you. But I didn't think you'd want me to give you knowing I don't have. Is that the pshat? Yeah. My time, a yav mar l'inuka kishisha chada rifta v'lazutra satre. How can you give the little one two and the bigger one one? Let us answer. Amalahu, hi ka b'besa. V'ha yasa b'kinishta. The older one, he was home all day. So he's in the fridge all day long, gnashing. I have to give him. The little one was in yeshiva all day. He's hungry. I gave him two. You hear this? What? What did he say?
No, I'm saying that's strange.
That's strange? that he was sitting home. Hey, wait, whatever it is. He had a day off today, so he didn't go. You have to know your kids, right? And it's such a true thing. The kids are home all day. All they do is eat, right? My time or kadim salak anani mahach zivsa dahavit kaima debitsu tamala nana di day. How can the cloud went to your wife's corner, your corner? Well, she's greater than you. Yeah, b'kshum d'itza shchicha bebeisa. She's home all day. V'yahavi rifto la'ani umakrava haniyata. Because she gives poor people food. What do I give poor? I don't give poor people anything. Where do I? No poor people where I am. But no, yahavna zuza. Even if by the way, she gives bread. Even if I'm in yeshiva and some guy beggar walks in and I give him a dollar, that's not the same thing. You know why? Because it's a delayed reaction. When my wife comes in, a poor man comes to the door, she gives him food. Right away, he has enough. I have to give him a dollar. Then he has to go buy food. So it's an extra step.
So he didn't have
a food for I don't. The hana is not as immediate. Mm-hmm. My wife, the hana is immediate when she poor people. So she has a mile over me. Interesting.
Right,
yeah, I don't know.
That's why he didn't have food.
They don't want food. When they come over here, give them food. They don't want food. They want money. Inami, or another answer. Hani Brioni Tahavi Bishivivusan. There are these rough guys in the neighborhood. I know by Rachma de Lamitsu. I doubt they should die. She davens, they should do tshuva. They do tshuva. I davens, they should die. I'm much more intolerant than she is. Okay. Chanan hanechba, this person named Chanan hanechba, bar brate dechoni hamagal hava. He was the other grandson of Choni from Choni's daughter. Also, kimastrich alma lemitra, when they needed rain, havi b'shadri rabbanan yenuke debe rav legabe, they would send kids to his house, binaktule b'shipule glime. What does that mean? They would grab his head, right? But they would grab his coat. Bamule abba, havla mitra. You know, father, we need rain.
What does that mean exactly? Coming to him, so he's not
Rabbi. Right, so they come to him. Father, the father means like Rebbe. Please give us rain. That he should daven to. He should daven.
No.
The kid, they sent the kids, go tell him to go daven.
The kids.
Yeah, to go hand, he should daven. Amalafanav, Ribbono Shel Olam. Amalafanav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam. Ose b'shvil elu, she'ein makirin, bein abad yav mitra, la abad yav mod mitra. They don't even know the difference between me and you. Yes, me, you. Do them a favor, give them rain. They don't even know what they're talking about, these kids. Why is he called Chan HaNechba? He used to hide out in the bathroom. Not sure what that means. He didn't want to be in public. I don't know.
So I guess it was the jeans.
Or Sabra.
He was sneers
in the bathroom? That's what it means? Okay. Amalei Rav Zrikal or Rav Safra. Tachazi, Ma Ben Takifi, the Ara, the Israel, the Hasidim, the Bavel. Look at the difference between the strong ones of Israel and the Hasidim in Bavel. Chaside Bavel, who's that? Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Kihave mitzrach alma lemitra. When they need rain, Amri they say, Nichnef, let's get together, get a group together. Hadadi, v'niboy rachme, and let's daven. Efsher, maybe, the mirati HaKadosh Baruch Hu demaisi mitra. Maybe Hashem will be inclined and he'll give rain. Takifi da'arud Yisrael, but in Israel it's not like that. Kigon hu, Rav Yona, Avud, Rav Mani, kavi itzrach alma lemitra. When the world needed rain, you know what he did? He got up. He left his house. Va'amaluhu. He told his family when he's leaving. Havili galaki. Go bring me some sacks. And they think he's going to go buy wheat. Va'azol va'aisile bezuza ibura. I want to buy wheat. Kavinafik lebra. When he got outside, azol v'kai beduchta amika. He went to a deep place. Tichsev mimamakim karsicha Hashem. V'kai beduchta. He stood there tina privately. He covered himself in the sack. Boy, rachami, basi mitra, and it rained. He didn't need a whole asifa. Went by himself, right? Kiavi asi lebeise. When he got home, amri le icy mar ibura. Go buy wheat now. Amr lehu amina hol basi mitra. Now that it's going to rain, hashta revach alma. There'll be revach in the world. Meaning it wasn't maybe, right? It'll happen. The sewer of money, Bere, Havikamatari, the Benesia. he was very the people in the Nazi's house were bothering him. Ishtatach al kivra davu. He went to his father's kaver. Amalek, Abba, hani mitzayri li. They're bothering me. Yom achad, one day, havik al chalfi hasam. They were riding by on the horses. In kat kara disusaihu ad the kiblu alayo the lo kam mitzayri li. Something happened to the horse's foot. The horse's foot got stuck in the mud. Right? Something with the cave? The horse's feet became rooted. They became paralyzed, okay? And they made a promise they weren't going to bother him anymore. Right. And they realized that because they're bothering the son, they promised they're not going to do it anymore. Good. The sewer of money havik shchech kemed Rav Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv. Amalek, atiri debechami kometzairili. The rich people in the town are bothering me. Right? Amar li'anu. I'll make them poor. Li'anu. And they became poor. Amar kadechiku li. Now they bother me because they don't have anything to eat. And now they bother me again. Amar la'atiru v'atiru. I'm going to make them rich. I'll make them rich again. Amar lo meka. Next. Amar lo mekabli al anchi besi. My wife doesn't like me. I don't have a good relationship with my wife. Right? Lo mekabli al anchi besi. Amale Mashima, what's her name? Chana. Her name is Chana. Tithyafi Chana. You know what? I'll make her look appeasing to you. She's not attracted to you.
She wasn't happy with her looks.
Vitiafis, and she got pretty. Amale Kamenagrola. Now she's lording over me. She thinks she's all hot stuff. Amale Ihachi Takhtar Chana Lishachachi Ruse. I'll return her back. And you know what? Vichazra Chana Lishachachi Ruse. She went back to the way she looked.
She
had gone to plant the tzur. What?
She went to plant
the tzur. One more line. Hani Trey Talmidei. There were two Talmidim. Davikamei, they're of Yitzchak Ben El Yashiv. They were there. Amrile, Niboy Amar, Rachman Alei, Denachakim Tuva. You should give us a bracha or do something for us so you should become very wise. Amalahu, no, I can't do that. Imi Haisa Ushalachtiya. I used to have that power. I don't have it anymore. What does that mean? I don't know. Okay. More stories tomorrow, yeah? More stories tomorrow. Alright, we'll pick up then. Everybody have a good day. Have a good Shabbos.